Precious Jesus,
hallelujah.
soul. Bless the Lord.
Calvary Stream is flowing. Calvary Stream is flowing. Flowing so
Hallelujah. I would just ask a question tonight in the start of this meeting, maybe more so out of curiosity, but hopefully there'll be an instructive maybe point to it. How many of you are maybe used to this type of service and coming in to pray and maybe wait on the Lord and have a time of worship where maybe there may be a song that's led out in kind of in the way that you've seen over the last, you know, few nights that you've been here or a few days. How many of you are accustomed to that and used to that? That's maybe what you have done here for years or maybe at your church back home. And then maybe more curious, how many this is not as familiar of, to use the phrase, a style that you're accustomed to. So I see some hands over here and over here as well. You know, years ago, the Lord spoke to me, wherever you're at and in whichever way people are sincerely trying to touch Jesus, if you would engage with them in that style, then I will meet you. And I've learned that over the years, and it's beautiful. Because you begin to see how the Lord uses different groups and different people, different cultures and different backgrounds. And what it's helped me to do is be able to touch the Lord wherever I am. And when I was struggling with that maybe earlier, I found that no one else seemed to be missing out where I was going or where I was at except for maybe me. And when I learned to adjust, I realized that I was better off for it. And so here we are at Pilgrim Camp, and the Ridgewood Fellowship is celebrating their 100th year anniversary with such a rich history and heritage. And we thank God for such an amazing foundation that has been built, and really the light that came out of the revival in Zion, Illinois in the early 1900s, and from Martha Wing Robinson, and the benefit that we have here at the camp, because there's still the practice of many of these things even today. And I'm so thankful for that. And I want to encourage you, whether that's something you're familiar with or not, I believe if you would do as the Lord put on my heart to do many years ago, you will find that you will meet God here, and God will meet you here. And it may be a little bit different, and it may be a little bit unique, but you'll find that the good things God will do in and through your life here will be something that you can take back home with you in your private seeking and worshiping of the Lord, but also in the circles of churches that maybe you're involved in that perhaps have a slightly different way. So can we all stand to our feet tonight? I thought it would be good as we open up the service just to sing a chorus together and really engage in worshiping the Lord. And those of you who, again, maybe go elsewhere and are used to something a little bit different, can I give you some good biblical instruction? No one can worship the Lord for you. Did you know that? Nobody can worship the Lord for you. Only you can worship the Lord for yourself. And there's so many instructions in Scripture that talk about lifting your voice and speaking with your mouth and lifting up of your hands and even the clapping of your hands. And I want to encourage you after we sing this chorus, even if you've never opened your mouth to tell the Lord that you love him, to tell him that you worship him, to sing his praises in a new song, what might be new to you tonight, I want to encourage you, lift up your voice and just begin to worship the Lord. In fact, it was in this very room when I was a staff member, probably at 15 or 16 years old, that the Lord helped me to worship him out loud for myself for the first times. And you know, when my parents came up to visit and I knew they were in this room, I struggled worshiping the Lord out loud because I thought they would hear me. And what would they think? And what would they say? And how would they feel? Well, the truth is they would have been glad and excited, and but I was self-conscious of the fact that they were here. And I remember when I just felt the freedom, whether they were here or not, to worship the Lord. And there was such liberty and freedom that came through worship. He inhabits the praises of his people. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and there is liberty. And the song that was on my heart as I was walking here tonight was "When Jesus Comes, the Tempter's Power is Broken." Can we sing that, Brother Paul?
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. Jesus comes to stay.
Let's sing that one more time.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, the tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills a life with glory. Jesus comes to stay.
Let's invite him with our worship tonight. Hallelujah.
We worship you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. I praise you, God.
praise you, Lord.
Let's sing My Jesus, I Love Thee together. If you would open up your hymn book, I believe it's number 40. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My Jesus, I love thee.
I'll sing with the glad.
us.
We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you are worthy, worthy of our worship, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Dear Sister Gerda went home to be with the Lord just this past week or so, and one thing I know about Sister Gerda, without knowing her very well, but whenever I saw her, whenever she spoke, wherever she was, and I was in the room, I could see Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, like, literally all over her face. I don't know too many people like that. And I remember praying over the last few years as I interacted with her in the faith home or for camp meetings. I would say, Lord, give me a love for you like Sister Gerda has a love for you. Lord, if there's one thing I carry, one thing I'm remembered for, one thing I do, let me shine Jesus. Let me shine the love of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give us a love for you like that tonight, Lord. Give us a love for you like that tonight, Lord. Oh, Jesus, each and every one here, Lord. It's not for one or just for two. It's for every one of your children, Lord. Oh, I want to love you more, Jesus. I want to love you more, Jesus. Give me a hunger and a thirst for you, Lord Jesus. Give me a craving and a yearning, oh God, a sense of urgency for your presence, oh God, for your spirit. Oh, help me to want more of you and what you have for me. Do that for every heart here tonight. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, the great revealer, the one who gives us a hunger for Jesus, the one who makes Jesus king, the one who reveals Christ. Oh, we want that more in this place tonight, Lord Jesus, we ask. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Maybe you're here tonight and you have a brief testimony. Maybe it's a time in your life when Jesus was revealed to you in such a way that you had a love for him. Share it with us. Encourage us tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise. Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Praise.